Hey, Spitwads. Today we got a special episode for you. You can listen in and hear all about Jason's new gym that he works out at. And we also talk about walking pains. You know, they're like, it's like when you run, except for when you just walk like a normal person, and freak feet and chest plates and all sorts of fun, including some highway to spell. Enjoy.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Rat-a-tat-tat-tat, bing, bang, boom.
Oh, man, super jazzy.
It said bing bangity boom.
Bang.
That would have got it going.
No,
a
I
bit.
Actually,
you like the pause?
I appreciated the pause. I appreciate that you allowed a little bit of space
right?
in your scat, because usually okay. the scat just is nonstop go until you realize
sure.
you're at the bottom of the hill that
where
you just fell
scatting,
down.
We're scatting. We don't need time signatures.
We don't. This is episode 182 of the Spitballers. So, look, there's 182 scats, or about there.
I was scatting in 732. No
so,
big deal.
So, just mixing it up a little bit. Great show for you today. Got a review we're going to read. We got Would You Rather, Highway to Spell.
Oh, no. Is that real? I didn't.
You didn't process
no,
that.
No, I did not process that. I knew Jeremy just gave the rundown, but I don't listen to him.
Right.
Wow, that
is
sucks.
Is your computer muted?
Yes, it is.
Okay. We're drafting today, too.
To go backwards real quick, you guys have a better memory than I do, and I'm speaking to Mike. Did we start scatting right off the bat?
No.
Or that
nope.
came in.
It was a
probably
very,
about 5 or 6 episodes in.
It was a pretty impromptu
a guess.
Thing.
I think it was in the '20s.
Oh, okay.
It was right. a ways later.
Yeah. Oh. And then there was a conversation followed of like, we all had been doing it in our heads. I don't remember who did it though.
We stopped scatting after the 182nd episode.
Yeah, I do remember that. We need a Spitballers historian. A Spitorian. Someone to, you know, log the annals of this incredible.
I'm not logging any annals. That's for darn sure.
Who came up with that word?
I will. I'll put together the first scat, and I will tweet that out once the show airs.
The annals of time.
The annals of history.
So how do you spell that word?
Let me see. I think it is N-A-N-A-L-S.
No, it's, no,
no,
it's not.
It's not the annals of
no.
history.
Well, how do you say, oh, is it two N's?
Yes, it's two N's.
No, that's what I said.
All right.
Warming up.
So many places I could go.
Warming up.
None
for,
of which I will. At Spitballers Pod on Twitter, at Jason FFL, at FF Hitman,
oh,
at
man.
Andy Holloway if you want to follow us. YouTube.com/Spitballers to watch the show. Let's read a review.
Reviewasaurus Rex.
This one comes in from T-Word 2015. 5 stars. Says brain expanding material.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how you guys keep getting better. Andy, Mike, and Jason are by far the best hosts around. Relatable, funny, and sometimes dumb.
Okay.
That part is not true.
That's fair, though.
What?
It's their review. They can say whatever they want, but that's not true. The show has it all. I feel like my brain has expanded threefold. Due to the rationale behind Would You Rathers and great questions, I started with the fantasy footballers, and I was in on the ground floor of the Spitballers. They should all change their last names to Midas, because everything they touch seems to turn to gold. That's a very self-aggrandizing review we
it
just
read. It
is. Your favorite kind.
And I appreciate it, except the... We as a society, maybe this is an American thing.
Okay.
The Midas
touch. I'm afraid.
Touch. No. That's the Midas touch. Except the story of King Midas and his wish, or however he gets
it's
the
bad,
power
right?
of turning everything to gold, is in fact a cautionary tale against greed, because everything, in fact, he touches turns to gold, including food and his children.
Oh, man. That sounds pretty cool, though. I mean,
actually,
pretty cool.
At the end of that story, if you remember, the lore was that he then started a complete and total car care company.
Oh, that's right. He did have the Midas touch.
Yeah. So are they
a brake company or are they
full service, Mike?
Full service.
Full service.
Do they create all of their car parts from 24 karat gold?
No, unfortunately not.
At least plate them. You know what I mean? Like a nice paint job.
I'm not sure that's gold, false advertising.
Gold doesn't really. Would it hold up in that situation?
I don't know.
Pretty strong though, right?
I think it's a soft metal.
Okay, I don't know. This is the dumb part.
This is the sometimes the sometimes dumb. Yeah.
I thought it was actually kind of her to say sometimes dumb.
That okay. Yeah, you okay. run it
well, now
over
I'm,
there.
Now I'm very confused. Although gold is very strong, it is the most malleable of all metals.
See, that's what I thought too. I thought it was strong, but
weak.
Its greatest strength is its weakness.
Gold.
Well, it just means
it can be shaped without cracking or breaking.
Yeah, like so you make it hot and then you shape it and it doesn't crack and break. That's probably one of the reasons it's popular, right?
And the shiny,
because it'd be formed into and is rare and it can be formed into things.
When did this happen? What is the history of gold? Of you're like no this that one. That's the one. That's the one that's super valuable.
Well, I mean, you could say that about anything. Silver,
diamonds,
emeralds. I mean, it's rarity. It's the most like justifiable economic system, though, is it not? You go find something that's rare and exchange it for goods and services.
Yeah, that, I think gold is the standard.
But why
gold standard.
But why do we want it? Is it just the human existence? Like, well, not everyone can have it, so I must have it.
Yeah, that's
a little
all
bit.
It is.
Yeah, I mean,
at this point, it's
we
just,
are so stupid.
We follow the crowd.
It makes sense because you can't just, like, I can't just exchange a giant object for another giant object, right?
But I'm saying
that's impractical, Mike.
But gold does nothing to the survival of a human.
Well, neither does a yacht. But I'd still want one.
No, but a yacht is at least it's comfortable on the water. What are you talking about? I survive on the water because of a yacht.
So you're saying to you, an economic basis should be its usability?
I'm just...
Like an independent function.
I'm just asking some questions.
I was rich, but then I ate all of my money because it served a purpose of nourishment.
The human race, we're strange. We do.
Well, that I will not argue
with. We do weird stuff.
And let's get to some more serious matters.
Would you rather?
Joshua from the website writes this one. He says, would you rather be able to teleport anywhere?
Oh, my goodness.
But once you get there, you feel like you've walked there. Or be able to walk anywhere, but once you get there, you feel like you've teleported there. So you imagine a teleportation.
No fatigue walking.
No fatigue, yeah.
But you have to walk. You do have to walk there.
But you do have the fatigue on the walk, right? You just lose it when you arrive?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that would be too easy to answer if the walk was fatiguing itself.
So you're saying you walk anywhere and you have no fatigue ever?
No fatigue. It just takes time.
The constraint is the time. Yeah, exactly.
Or instant, but when you're there,
you instantly feel like you are
killing you.
Ooh. But that would be potentially devastating because if you said you were going to teleport to like right now, I want to go to Mount Everest, the base of Mount Everest.
You would just collapse.
Yeah, you would wake you when you come out of the teleportation. You might have like broken legs or something.
That's also just a really bad idea. Like, I'd like to teleport in a volcano, please. Let's say we teleport to work. Okay, we live, you know, a 15-minute drive from the studio here.
You wouldn't be too bad then.
Oh man, if I in my current oval shape were to walk here, when I got here,
you'd
I
be
would
fine.
My feet I would saw them
the
off to be
are
free
the problem?
Of them. Oh, 100%.
How do you survive?
You need to go to one of those running stores and get your feet shaped.
Oh, hey, I've got a story.
Okay.
So this pertains. I want to know why this happens.
All right.
So today I went to
That's not a story. That's a question.
Well, the story will present a question.
Okay.
The story is simply this. I went to the gym today. I've been trying to go to the gym, work out.
Good for you.
Get my fat butt in shape.
A different shape.
A lot of people want a fat butt. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I've got the badonkadonk. you can have it if you could take it. But So I go and I've been doing, like, you know, the elliptical for 45 minutes.
Sure.
You know, we play pickleball, 2 hours of exercise. So today I went on a machine I have not been on in maybe ever. It was called a treadmill.
No.
And
yeah.
I put it on a walk. I put it on a brisk walk.
Now,
nothing
hold on,
more.
Hold on. Is question. That a preset brisk walk?
Yeah, that was my question. Is this a number that you have decided is a walk, or it has a button that says brisk walk?
No, it was. I put it to 3.5. That was okay. Just my number that I put it to. And you can't jog this.
Out
it
of
is
10?
Too slow to jog. I don't know. I never went higher than 3.5.
So you got it on a brisk walk. Let's
I got
go.
It on a brisk walk, but it is a fast walk. And I could not do my the front of my shins burned so bad that I was doing everything in my power to make it to 10 minutes of walking. I couldn't
now,
do it.
Hold on. Let me color this in a little bit. When we used to work out together, the number one thing that you had an issue with was your feet and your shins.
Yeah.
And we would do certain exercises and you'd complain about your feet and your shins.
I mean, I literally was like, I'm using the handles, like the rails on the side to prop myself up, and I'm walking.
So who wants to tell him?
Wait, is there an answer to this? What is...
You are deformed.
I think the answer is
when's
bad.
The last time you went... When's the last time you went, like, on a walk? Like
outside,
take
like around the block.
Take the dogs for a walk, something like that.
We've been going on walks. I walked to dinner the other night with the family, so okay. It was over a mile, and I was fine.
Hold. There are so many things happening right now. You walked to dinner?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Culver's.
McDonald's. I figured I'm allowed to eat it if I walk there.
You Ubered home, didn't you?
No, but I went to sushi at Kauai, if you want to know. Shout out. Not a sponsor.
You walked there, though.
Yeah. We walked there.
By choice.
For exercise, for activity. But my shins didn't hurt. But this brisk walk.
Was
on
it
the,
on an incline?
No incline. Mm. I don't understand, but I guess it's just a matter of, like, if I keep my legs moving at a,
certain
like, I don't get any
pace.
Any breaks, they terrorize me. The pain was insane, and I felt so stupid because I'm walking on a treadmill.
I don't know why.
What's
your shins hurt?
What's worse for you, Andy?
Yeah.
On a walk, not a walk, walking to a destination, time? Or pain, or
not
like pain
ever.
Fatigue.
I could walk for a long, 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 long time.
So
it's like, only the time. That's it. No fatigue at all.
We're not really a walking city here in Phoenix.
But I did a lot of walking.
Like in a New York, like if you take a visit to New York, are you more of a like? We could get an Uber or let's hoof it. Let's hoof. It's only 10 blocks.
It's just the time. The time is the thing that dissuades me from any. That would dissuade me from anything like that. Because, like, this last week I was recovering from surgery. I had nothing to do. I figured walking's going to help a little bit. Went on lots of long walks. I don't get tired from a walk. I just get – it's just like if you were trying to get somewhere, it would take a long time.
So if you were to walk to the studio,
I would feel
you'd
no
be,
different.
You would be completely fine.
I'd be fine.
So now you just have teleportation to work.
Yeah, you do Disneyland. You walk in Disneyland. Do your shins hurt in Disneyland?
My feet hurt so bad I had to, like
– Oh, really?
You're telling me you escaped Disneyland without feet pain?
None.
Wow.
What?
You are a machine.
You should be tested for by science.
I told my wife, I go, this is crazy. We did 3 straight days in both parks, back and forth between the park. I never felt a problem.
I had to get some insoles immediately after day one.
This was quite the detour.
Yeah.
I will tell you an embarrassing story about walking that I did on this trip.
Let's go.
All right.
So since I had nothing to do recovering from surgery, I was walking around. And then for whatever reason, I thought, you know what a great destination is Culver's.
Yeah, of course.
And it's on a public road. Uh-huh. So like I go up to the main road and then I walk a long ways on a main road where lots of cars are driving by. And I would walk all the way to Culver's. And get a gigantic ice cream sundae.
Yes, as one does.
And then I'd walk while I eat the sundae. I do the whole walk back.
You didn't? Okay.
Which I feel like is probably a strange sight to see a grown man in the middle of the day eating a giant sundae like his life depended on it,
spoon,
might I add.
Spoon or a bowl or cone?
Spoon. Okay.
So that makes it even weirder to me.
Right?
You're using both hands walking down the street.
I felt ridiculous, and I am going to town. I mean, this is a big sundae. I've got to do some work. And, you know, chocolate syrup and everything.
Sure. What's weirder, a guy walking or a guy standing there? Like, just standing on the sidewalk eating a bowl of ice cream.
No bus stop in sight.
No,
just standing.
No, just staring out
at
the traffic.
At the crosswalk, light is walk, but he's just watching traffic, eating his ice cream.
I should have taken a few steps into the empty field and just stood there eating the ice cream.
Don't look at me. I'm hideous.
The police will show up.
It just feels like you really do instantly erase any benefit the walk could have produced for you.
Oh, well, that's the suckiest part is exercise burns no calories. Like, that's one thing I've learned is like...
I mean, it does.
But I'm just saying, to burn off, like, a walk, if you want to eat a Big Mac, you're going to need to walk for 52 miles for the equal caloric burn.
Do you have this gym you're going to? Is there a pool?
There is. There's a very fancy pool.
Okay.
It's heated.
What makes a pool fancy? Just
heat.
The heat.
It's
that's
gigantic.
The only difference. Regular pool, heated pool is just it's all water, right?
It also has a giant water slide.
Whoa, hold on.
That doesn't sound like exercise.
There's a water slide. It's a lap pool and there's a water slide?
There's a lot of pool parts to this.
Is this a pool? Is this
for the kids?
Yeah, that's the slide part is for the children.
Have you considered going down the slide while eating ice cream?
New goal.
In the gym.
New goal. In the gym water slide going down eating ice cream.
BYOIC in that gym.
Full banana split.
Oh, man.
This gym, no joke, has a full bar. I'm not kidding.
What? No. Hold on.
It's real.
What?
Yeah. I went with him the other day, and I was shocked that you walked
a
through the
bar?
Lobby. And no, like, there's drafts on tap. It's a full bar.
What?
Yes,
what?
Now I know why you joined this gym.
Yeah.
I've been working out 5 days a week, honey.
They also have a restaurant, which that's great. I like eating it when I go to the gym. That's my goal.
Hold on. My mind is just exploding right now. They have
a full restaurant?
Full restaurant and a full bar.
Mm-hmm. So the banana split thing is very possible here.
I don't know if they have a banana split, but they have some.
Is this a country club?
it's trying to be a country club. It's a gym that's trying to be a country club.
Okay.
No golf yet.
Also, just, you know, send me the information.
Yeah.
and also.
Just want to check it out.
The answer is, of course, teleportation.
If you pay the gym.
Oh,
fees,
you'll teleport and take the pain?
Of course I will.
Yeah, that
doesn't mean I have to teleport. If I get
honestly, I'd always teleport to the hospital in the city I want to go to.
Right.
That way I can get just the help I need.
Send me to the burn unit.
And now all I'm thinking about is paying that monthly fee for that gym just to go down the slide over and over again every day. I'm here for my 10 slides.
Is there like a...
How many reps I did 12 reps on the slide today. Three sets of 12. Yeah.
I did some down on my belly.
Yeah.
Some face first.
I wanted to work the chest, so I went head first.
Okay. No, you need to bring two dumbbells to the slide. I want you down the slide doing dumbbell curls.
Wait, dumbbell? Did you
dumbbell.
Say?
What did I say?
Dumbbell.
You were definitely saying done.
Well, yeah, because I'm done with them.
Hold on. Tell us the truth. Did you think it was dumbbell? Until this very moment of your
honestly,
life.
Honestly, I didn't think about it. I just said it like I've said it. So I probably said it that way before.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you not doing teleportation?
I'm doing the walk, man.
But it feels like you were instantly there. But your time is still gone.
I understand that. But it's like, where will I actually teleport?
No, I'm gonna prove you wrong right now.
Yep.
Let's go.
It's easy.
Okay,
let's go.
You get this power. Are you walking to work?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So what's the point?
Because I got a car.
Okay, so what's the point
wouldn't
of it?
Would you rather teleport to work?
Not I'm with Jason. I'm not with Freak Feet over here. If I walk 7 miles, my feet are going to be a little achy.
All right, let me ask you this. You got to go to the bathroom right now, Mike. Would you like to teleport there or walk?
Oh, I didn't think of small distances.
Yeah. Oh, I would teleport everywhere. I would wait
in his house.
When I'm at a restaurant and they're guiding me to the the table, I would wait. I'd just watch and wait where our table is, and then boom, I would teleport there. No more walking in my life.
Just the waiter turns around and you're already there.
Yes.
I just can't figure out why you would ever use the walking one if you wouldn't even walk to work. What situation would you use it in would benefit you?
I'm not sure. But the idea that I can walk forever and feel no pain is very interesting to me.
Okay. All right. We'll just leave it there. Yeah. Matt from the website, would you rather punch a sheetrock wall full force or get punched in the chest full force by one of your co-hosts?
Okay.
I'd rather punch the sheetrock.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Sheetrock is not drywall?
It is drywall.
It is. Sheetrock is...
Just tell me where the studs are, and I'll punch that wall.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't a 2x4. This is a pretty layup
question.
Do I
have to gamble on the studs?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I can do a little knock-knock on the wall.
Yeah.
What if you don't get to... No, I mean, I'm assuming it's a...
Even if you can't...
You just have to blindly
Even
swing.
If you can't knock-knock, you have a very good chance, at least in Arizona homes where they...
No, you do. It's a... Yeah.
They spread out the 2x4s a little bit wider than they're supposed to be.
You've got a higher...
It's every 12 feet.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
12 feet?
I'm okay. Saying Arizona. Yeah.
Yes.
So you...
I'm punching what?
Your odds are very low that you're going to break your hand on it. In worst case, you break your hand.
But well, I mean, that is a worst...
And when I'm punching the chest, this is not the belly. This is like my heart. Where are you punching
your
me?
Your chest plate.
If Jason punches you in the chest...
I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Like you could... That would be really, really painful.
I guess I'd probably prefer him to punch me in the abs.
Well, sure. Up or down, just not in the middle. Not that solar plexus area.
Knock me out.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is, worst case scenario with the punch is you break your hand. And that is a worse scenario, I think, than one solid punch to the chest. I think we can all absorb one. It's not going to be fun. It's going to hurt. We're going to hate it. It's going to be sore for days. But it's not going to be I don't think any of us with one punch would...
You can definitely crack somebody's ribs with a punch to the chest, right?
Well, not to the chest. To the ribs, definitely.
What do you think is in your chest?
Your ribs. That's your rib cage.
The front, the chest, those right here. Cage. What I'm touching.
Those are ribs.
That's
your ribs.
That's not a rib.
Well, not one. How do you think they do heart surgery? Open heart surgery. They crack your ribs open.
There's a chest plate. That's not a rib.
Did you? Nobody has a chest plate. Unless you are a paladin in World of Warcraft.
Okay, when I Google chest plate, there's a lot of armor that comes up.
Yeah.
I don't see.
I want you teaching a class.
Chest bones.
Head and shoulders, knees and chest plate.
Oh, those are all ribs. Those are definitely ribs. Okay.
Learning something.
Uh-huh. All right, yeah.
They go around the front.
They sure
and
do.
To the back.
Yeah, but in my defense,
hold on. But I gotta what in your mind? What is there? What has been there?
What I see is like
what a shield
in my mind is a little tiny. Like think of like
a bone shield.
Think of like a small Superman logo. Like not like the logo, but like that shape. Of a thing that's like a bone and all the ribs come to that. And apparently I'm looking at skeletons. That's not how it is at all.
You're just looking at skeletons?
But again, in my defense, they do come together to a like
yes.
more solid
yeah,
bone
your
structure.
Your sternum.
Sternum! Yes. That's what the chest plate is. Is a chest
but
plate a sternum?
It's not that big.
No.
No, it's not. I thought it was way larger than that. You could break a rib punching someone in the chest. That's for sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm dead. Wow.
Boo-doo.
Oh, God. Stankface wants to know, would you rather spend the night in a shady motel in a bad area or in your car parked in a nice neighborhood?
Stankface, thank you for your question. Stankface. What was the question?
Spending the night in a shady motel in a bad area
gosh.
Or in your car parked in a nice neighborhood.
Oh,
I am taking the latter.
I think I am too.
Getting reported to the local HOA by Karen will not be a problem for me in my car.
Have you ever slept in a car overnight?
No.
Don't think so. No.
Have you?
No.
Okay,
I never have.
It sounded like you were going to tell us how bad it was.
No,
I don't think it'd be a problem.
I think it would be a nightmare.
No, backseat.
No. Here's the deal. I'm taking this a step further.
Okay.
Well, this is...
It's a motorcycle.
That would be a good step forward, but my step forward...
If you're on a motorcycle, are you going arms crossed?
I think you'd have to lay forward towards the handlebar, like head on the handlebar.
Yeah. Okay.
Just lay it on the ground.
Go ahead and tell me what you were... Yeah. No, you're upping the ante.
My ante-upper was that it's you and it's your family.
Oh,
it's
so not
you're all sleeping in the motel in the neighborhood.
You're in the captain chair.
Or you're in the driver's seat or the passenger seat.
To be honest, the family makes me more confident of the nice neighborhood. Because the truth is, I'm more worried about possible dangers. And I wouldn't be concerned about danger if I'm in that neighborhood, other than having somebody tap, tap, tap on the glass and say, go away.
Okay.
As opposed to if I'm in a really bad place... I would be more worried about my family's well-being. So, if
almost
it's
seems
just
better
me-
to sleep in the car in the bad neighborhood. So, like, rather than in the hotel, just so you quick getaway. You know
I
what
don't
I mean?
Think so.
Wait, quick getaway.
You're when already the in the car.
When the well, glass why can't breaks- you be in the good neighborhood?
No. I'm not like, saying better than that. I'm saying better than in the
he's
hotel
thinking
room.
He's thinking you're stuck in the hotel room when somebody's coming to get you. No, I don't want to be in the car in the bad neighborhood. That seems worst of all of them. Mike, do you have an answer here?
I can't sleep on a plane, really. And that's essentially the what you will be in.
But maybe in this bad neighborhood, there's some gunshots, there's... somebody accidentally knocking on your door. You're hearing sounds outside. You going to sleep through that?
What kind of mattress are we talking about here?
The sheetrock's got a punching hole through
it. Wait,
the
mattress is a sheetrock?
No.
I mean, I guess.
The mattress is springs. I mean, this is a thin spring mattress. This is not a nice.
Oh, that's not much better than sleeping in a car.
No.
No, it's a shady motel mattress.
It's not clean.
That's not all that's on the
Do I have a black light?
No, thankfully no.
No, and don't check underneath it either.
Yeah, you want bed bugs? No, I'm definitely staying in my car.
Oh, I didn't think about bed bugs.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any?
I have a friend who
found bed bugs in your car?
Those are car bugs.
You have a friend who had bed bugs and you want to talk about them?
No, I just you were asking.
Yeah, have you ever had any interaction? Because that sounds...
With a bed bug?
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Yeah, that sounds like
a nightmare. Because you cannot get rid of
them. That sounds like how I think of lice. Like, I feel like people can't get rid of lice.
Yeah, it's much worse than lice, though.
I've never dealt with either, but they sound horrific.
Don't you have to fog the room or something?
Yeah, you have to. You have to like bomb your house. We did the lice thing once, where the kids came home, they got lice. Oh, checked me. Like, yep, dad's got it. And,
oh no!
And we wrapped like.
When you shaved your head?
No, but I think my brother-in-law did that, where it's like, that was his response.
That's such an easy thing to fix it.
If you could shave your head and you're fine with that, that would work. At the time, I had really long hair, but like, I mean, we bagged everything up, and
that's a nightmare.
It's not an easy thing start going through everything.
Can you get them in your beard? Can you get lice in your beard?
Those, I believe, are called crabs.
Are they really?
I don't
care. I have no idea. You ever use dumbbells before?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Head lice may also live in the eyebrows.
What? No.
Beard.
No.
And eyelashes.
Nope.
Eyelashes?
Nope.
That's when you go ahead and fog your whole head. Yes. That's a put your head in the room. See you later.
Oh, man.
Eyelashes?
If I had lice in my eyelashes.
Can I be honest with you guys? I don't really know what a lice is.
It's just a tiny little bug.
Teeny tiny bug. Now, why does it like your hair?
I don't know exactly. No.
Because you're telling me it can live in your eyelashes. Why doesn't it live on my cheek? Like without the, or on my forehead? Like, why only hair?
I don't know, because they hang on to it? That's a very good question.
It says lice feed on tiny bits of human blood, and the hair is just a place where they can hang on.
Wow.
There you go.
And that is, of course, answering the myth that head lice prefer dirty hair. That is not true.
I've heard that. What about like if you got a real serious back hair situation?
Oh, they could live. They can hang on to there. They just need anything to hang on to.
So, fully shaven. The whole body.
Yep. You're going
to... That'll get rid of it.
Got to go like Gattaca?
A Nair bath.
A Nair bath. That's one of the cures. All right, let's move on.
Highway to Spell.
Oh, shoot.
How many of these have I won in a row?
You've all won them? Four in a row, which is why you will be starting one grade harder than everybody else.
Oh, yeah!
High five, man!
All right, let's go!
Well, that's unfortunate.
The people love it.
Does that mean I get one grade below? Actually, don't ever do that. Yeah. I have way more to lose if I'm starting a grade below and I still am first out.
Do I have to start first?
You do.
So I might just fail to start it off.
Oh,
all right, go ahead.
So we typically start at sixth grade, so you'll be starting at seventh grade today.
Oh, boy. I'm getting a handicap, gentlemen. Thanks a lot for sucking.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
You're welcome.
You're the tremendous speller.
All right, go ahead.
Atmosphere.
Oh, I know this one, right?
Atmosphere. A-T-M-O-S-P-H-E-R-E, atmosphere.
Yeah, it's easy.
That is correct.
Wait.
Where's my chime?
I'm getting there.
Where's my chime?
I had the wrong board pulled up.
I got you.
Thank you.
All right. Atmosphere.
Why you giving him the easy ones?
All right.
Hip-Hop Anonymous.
So back to sixth grade. Mike, your sixth grade.
This better be a sixth grade word.
Here you go.
Spaghetti.
Oh, man, that's so much harder than the seventh grade.
Are you kidding?
I don't make the list, bro.
Oh, spaghetti?
I've got mine spelled in there.
Hold on. There's a...
Do you think this is right, Andy?
I think I have it. I just know that this one's a little...
I think that
a little
right.
Funky. All right.
Oh, please be wrong. This is great. I like this new format.
Hold on. We got it.
Your seventh grade word is America.
All right, spaghetti. S-P-A-G-H-E-T-T-I.
Ooh. Yeah, I would have got a two, for the record.
No, Okay. Take credit while you can.
Exactly.
The stress that just caused upon me is unnecessary.
I hate this game.
You should move on to my grade level.
My heart is hurting.
All right, Jason, your sixth grade level word.
Scientific.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Hold on. Scientific.
I think yeah, this one is easy.
All right, let's hear it.
S-C-I-E-N-T-I-F-I-C. Scientific.
Oh, right. Look at us.
any more brain busters?
All right, Andy, you're on to eighth grade.
Oh, great.
Equilibrium.
He said that dumb.
Yeah, he did.
Equilibrium.
That's better.
Well,
what I just wrote down has a 0% chance of being right. No words do what I just wrote.
Wait.
Oh gosh,
there's some problems here. I'm a little worried. E Q U A L I B R I U M, and I'm not confident.
Yeah. Oh!
What?
It's not equilibrium. I threw myself off. It's E Q U I L, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, I answered too quickly. I should have given myself an extra second there.
Did
you have it wrong, Mike?
I had it with the I first.
Yeah, and so did I. And that's exactly what I did.
And I said, no, that's wrong.
So I had it with the U, but I had an A at the end. Equilibrium.
No, you have an A in the front, though. That's wrong.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's not equal, like A-L. It's I-L.
I had it right. I wrote it right two times, and then I wrote it with an A, and that was wrong.
That's why I just went
forward with it.
I was trying to see the movie
poster. I'm not out.
Well, you're not out. If Mike and I both get our words wrong, then you are back in.
Yeah, that's right.
But from my understanding, seventh grade words are the easiest.
Which pasta do I have next?
Penne.
All right, Mike, here's your seventh grade level word.
Exhibit.
Oh, come on. Now it's over.
Is this the rapper?
X gonna give it to you. Is that right?
Oh, come on. This... It just looks wrong now.
It's probably right.
Exhibit. E-X-H-I-B-I-T. Okay. Right. Thank goodness.
Right. Okay. So now, Mike, you win if I get this wrong.
Yeah. If you want to throw it, there's a two-ski.
You win with an asterisk. Go on.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jason, your seventh grade level word?
Psychology.
Oh, yeah,
come on.
It's done. It's over. It's over.
How many minutes do I get?
My money offer is retracted.
You have 30 more seconds.
What's the word?
Psychology.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Oh, man. All right. Psychology.
Oh, ooh, that was wrong.
P-S-Y-C-H-O-L-O-G-Y.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Now the asterisks will go away if we get past the grade that you went out on. Right? You'd have to give the asterisks up then.
That's fair.
Andy would not say it. His eyes are saying he is a man of honor. He just won't say it out loud. That's fine. We accept your...
All right, Mike, you're on to eighth grade. Here's your word.
Perseverance.
Oh, no.
That's a pretty tough one.
Oh,
there's some options in that one.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you'll have the perseverance to...
I could literally spell this word 50 different ways. There are 50 ways I can get this wrong.
There are so many places to put extra vowels. Yes. I mean, there are so many.
How many R's? How many is E's or A's? Or oh man!
Come on, let's get to high school, boys. You can do it.
There's no way. Hold on, I'm going to write it out one more.
Yeah, I wrote it once.
I got my shot, but no.
No way.
No way. Impossible.
Okay. What? Okay, perseverance.
Do it. Take your shot.
P-E-R-S-E-R-V-E-R-I-E-N-C-E. Nope.
I heard an I-E in there, and I know that ain't part of it.
There's no I?
I'll spell it slowly. P-E-R-S-E-V-E-R-A-N-C-E.
Oh, baby! I would have got it right! Yes!
You put in some new sounds. I've always said the word perseverance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's perseverance.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So if Jason gets this,
man.
He gets a fair win.
I get a fair win. Yeah.
And if you don't, then
you should be back in.
Wait, was I right other than my one letter
that
I added?
Andy went out the previous round.
Yeah, but he was at this grade level.
Correct.
All right, let's see what Jason does.
Here's what I'm going to do for the
knock it out of the park.
I'm going to nail this.
All right, here's your eighth grade level word.
And you know he'll take a win no matter what grade level I'm set at.
Vivacious.
Say what?
What?
I love it. There ain't no chance.
Wait.
What was the word?
What?
Vivacious.
That's not a word. Vivacious?
Sure.
Say it a different way.
Vivacious. Vivacious is how you say it.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's... Get ready. Get back in, Mike.
People say it vivacious?
Yeah.
Vivacious.
Yeah, that's how I know it. That first one sounded like a the.
Okay.
You going first shot? Let's do it.
I'm going first shot.
Let's do it.
Vivacious. V-I-V-A-C-I-O-U-S.
That's what I got.
Do it. That's what I got.
Yeah. I'm the smartest man alive!
I'll give it to him.
Hit the crowd, yep.
Is this my first victory in How to Spell?
It's got to be.
Oh, this is my favorite segment. I love this segment. So good.
Do you want to do it every single time?
No, I would rather quit the show.
The Spitballers Draft.
All righty. We are drafting the best logos. The best logos. And I'm looking forward to this one. I have a logo that jumped out to me as the best, and I have the first pick. Mm-hmm. So that should be a good position. I don't think it's everybody's number one, but I think it should be, and I'm going to try to persuade you into that.
Oh.
It's also interesting when you say you're drafting the best logos, there are a lot of things that you might qualify them as best in your mind. It might be iconic. It might be longevity. It might be the actual
art.
Mark, the art.
The design, the simplicity.
Could be the nostalgia, the feeling.
To me, there is a clear 101.
I agree.
And it belongs here because its utilization is broader than some of the other picks.
Ooh.
And it's more iconic than any of the other picks.
Mm.
And it is 100% McDonald's.
Yeah, it's on my list.
The McDonald's Golden Arches are the singular best logo in the history of the world. It is so good that you just put it on the end of a giant pole and you see it from anywhere and it represents something. And that's not what happens with almost any other logo out there.
Yeah.
And it's a singular mark. It's one color. It's one shape. To me, the McDonald's Golden Arches are the best logo ever created.
I mean, ba-da-ba-ba-da. I don't mind. You don't have to convince me to like McDonald's.
So, yeah, I mean, this is not a...
But that was not the 101.
I understand. I know what the consensus number one might be for other people.
I do not know. I just know what my...
Let's hear it.
My McDonald's is very high up for me as well, but I'm also a brand snob for a particular brand.
Of course.
And so,
that's going to be the general 101.
Is it really?
Oh, yes. For sure.
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, I will take the Nike swoosh.
Yeah.
The Nike swoosh is what I think a lot of people would answer.
Absolutely. The Nike swoosh is the 101 to me. It's
okay.
It's similar to the Golden Arches in its simplicity. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
You see it. I mean, you see people walking around, and it sends the same message that a...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like says, my shoes are better than your shoes.
Yeah, and you two are the ones that... You wear Nikes, right?
You're literally drinking from a Nike cup.
Hold on, let me
right
set
now.
This up. You wear Nikes, right?
Yes.
And you can't walk on a treadmill for 10 minutes?
He doesn't work out in Nikes, I bet.
And you can't
that
even...
That is true.
You don't?
Not always.
Okay. Yeah. So I just, I don't know.
You're trying to
downplay the logo here?
Nike. Look, I wear Nikes. I just do. And I do it for the fashion purpose. I like them.
Yes.
But I don't, I think it's one of those things where the brand has amplified everything about... It's amazing because you see this with kids, right? Kids see Nikes or they see people wearing and they want them.
Yep.
And they have, you do not evaluate the shoe whatsoever by how it feels. You do not evaluate it whatsoever by whether this has given me the best support or helping me. And maybe they do. I mean, I'm not saying I wear a lot of Nikes.
They're very strange because look, I am a sneakerhead. I have, I don't even 70 plus pairs of Nikes of Nike SB shoes. And there are some that are like, these are unbelievably comfortable.
Yes.
And then they're all the same size.
Right.
And then I have some where I'm like, I only wear these because I like how they look. They are killing my pinky toe right now.
If you got some sort of disease that made your feet grow a little bit more as an adult, you'd be in trouble?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's what I tell my – so my son –
Oh, he wants the nice shoes, but
he
like,
is no like he's a full sneakerhead, like crazy.
Mike, really,
I don't know because I'm not. I've not been that way. He is obsessed with sneakers. He has like an app where he's always looking at sneakers.
Oh.
He's got
what's his brand?
Nike is his go-to, okay. But he's got a savings right now. He's saving up for like
really?
He is a sneakerhead, and my biggest hesitation is.
Yeah, you
a
don't
year
get
from
to,
now, you can't. These are a decoration. You can't wear them if your feet grow.
Yeah, you don't get to be a sneakerhead until you've grown up.
You're older or you're younger?
Yeah, Jason's older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least you can pass those down.
Oh, good point. Good point. Thank you.
Don't tell him that.
that's right. Yeah. We'll just.
All right.
Steal
so I went McDonald's Golden Arches, Mike. Appropriately, the Nike swoosh. You should feel. I mean, I gave you your brand, man.
Yeah. We'll see if Jason takes what I thought you were going to take.
Okay.
Okay.
Jason has a couple of picks.
I have a couple.
Two in a row.
I have two in a row. And I honestly, I'm a little disappointed that these are my next two highest. And this is my second and third. And I think I'm going to take them together. The problem that I have taking them at the same spot in the same turn is that they are so similar.
Are you taking two cars?
I am taking two
tech
companies.
Okay.
First is the Apple logo.
That's what I thought Andy would take.
Apple is...
It's very iconic.
It's very iconic. It's updated through the years, but it stayed the same kind of, you know, one of those like...
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, 20 years ago, the Apple logo, you can still see it in the current version, and...
Did it have color back then?
The old ones had the like the rainbow.
Yeah,
they've gone back and forth from color to no color, but... And I'm also, you know, an Apple snob, the way that you're a Nike snob. That to me is it's classic. The next one, you know, I gotta go with this.
Really?
This might be a surprise. This might be the first one where it's like the logo sucks. You know what I mean? Like the swoosh is cool. The golden arches are great. The Apple's iconic and classy. This one is Uggs.
So before you take your second pick of the best logos draft,
yeah,
your take. Okay, continue.
Go on. Yeah, just let him go.
It's super ugly. But it's unbelievably iconic.
Okay.
It's its own. You can make anything out of this logo. It's the Google logo, which is Google. It's just the colored Google word.
It's just a font.
It's just a font and a color scheme. And you could say Jason in that color scheme. And you know it's Google. And when Google came out, man, we're old enough to like remember all the different search engines and when they came out. Yeah. It was so different. And their logo, because it was just that. Like, all the other searches were like a million different things. And even today, you go to Google and it's like, here's a search. That's it. It says Google as a search, usually. And so,
okay. You got two tech companies.
Yeah, Apple and Google.
Mike, you are back on the clock.
Okay.
With a number of choices out there.
I am torn between two. And I'm just going to follow the heart here because of, like we laid out at the beginning, there's so many different factors that you can
yep.
go into. What makes a logo great to you personally? And a logo is art, so it's very opinion based. But this one is just, it's so simple. I love minimalistic art. It's so on the nose.
GM.
No, it's Target.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Target. Target.
Ah.
It's just like, and I guess like Target is become one of those stores, probably my wife's fault, but it's like, well, what do you want to do? You want to go to Target? Like, and you're like, okay, that's Target. You never know what you're going to leave with when you go to Target. You're going to buy something you definitely do not need. You'll buy probably $100 worth of stuff and the one thing you went there to buy. But it's just, to me, is like warms the soul of, like, it's really American capitalism at its finest of me feeling good about going to Target because I'm going to spend money and fill the hole in my soul with goods that I don't need.
All right. I like it. The Target logo is a good one. I'm excited about my next two picks. One of them is absolutely associated with just a good feeling, right? You see it and it's just kind of, it's got its own, what's the word I'm looking for there? Almost like an atmosphere or a feeling to it.
Yeah.
And that's the Coca-Cola logo.
Yeah.
You see that and there's just something, they've really got you.
They have created this whole, like an environment of this is good old fashioned American. You feel safe. You feel secure.
Have you been to the Coca-Cola store in Times Square?
I'm sure I have.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, they have just a million things. Coca-Cola themed, the bears and everything.
I think they also have one in like Las Vegas.
But it's a wonderful, like, it's a script, custom
it's
logo
like old
font.
Mm-hmm. And they cheat. I'll tell you why they cheat.
Because they got the red circle.
Because they essentially created Santa Claus.
Right.
And they have done such a good job of branding Santa with a Coca-Cola.
That's what you feel.
In the back of my head, I don't think about it until now, but it's like, yeah, Christmas is also related to Coca-Cola, and Christmas is the best time of the year. So they have done
They do the commercials with the polar bears popping the Coca-Colas. And
those people, those rapscallions, they've done a really good job.
It's a very warm feeling.
They cheat because their logo, like, it just has, like, the Coca-Cola in it. It's like... It's like a picture of their product almost. I mean, if you know, some of the logos.
Well, yeah, it's a font.
Yeah,
it's
but
the Coca-Cola font.
Also, Andy, if I may, your logos are delicious.
Yes.
McDonald's and Coca-Cola, cuz you got
do.
The yellow and the red.
Mm. I've gone to people's houses where they love, like, the Coca-Cola brand is so powerful that they'll just like decorate their bathroom with Coca-Cola stuff.
I have a Coca-Cola art piece
there you go.
In my little TV room.
All right, I'm going to go a little off the beaten path, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you guys will.
Oh, no, you're going to take what I wanted.
I don't know if I am or not. I think that the NBC logo.
It's on my list.
Is outstanding. The peacock,
probably would have taken it
colorful,
next.
Feather. I guess they're technically like a peacock feathers, right? But it's colorful. It's no words, right? It's just the mark.
Mm-hmm.
And that mark means, now you associate dun, dun, dun.
Yep.
You associate the sound with it. But I like the color, and I like how simple it is. It fits in a little box. As an art guy, I like how that shape works. And
of all the, there's like different genres, like sodas or cars or TV stations. And NBC's is by far the best. They've launched Peacock as a whole streaming service based on that logo, and it is gorgeous. It's a good logo.
It was first used in 1956.
But that was not the off-the-beaten-path one I thought you were going to steal from.
Do you realize why they debuted that in 1956? It's interesting. It's because they were debuting and highlighting the network color programming because they were finally having color TV.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's like, hey, let's show that we have colorful TV. Let's add the Peacock logo.
I'm trying to think through the big networks.
CBS
has a logo, but ABC and Fox are like boring.
ABC has a logo. It's the circle with the letters in it.
Well, it's not very good, apparently.
Well, and the NBC's had the Olympics for so long, so you associate the logo with that. But
all right, the other one.
Because I'm going to dunk it.
The other logo that I was thinking about, and this is similar to like Coca-Cola, where now when you see it, the endorphins start running because every single morning, Andy, the first thing that we do when we get out of bed is we have ourselves a cup of Joe, and coffee is now synonymous with Starbucks. Mm. So I will take the little mermaid lady.
I hate their logo.
You do?
It's super pop. I mean, you see it and you know what it is.
But that's more what it's not necessarily my favorite art style, because I said I like simple, I like Target, the swoosh. But when I see the Starbucks logo, those endorphins start firing.
That's like, how they get you all
addicted. You're like, oop, I could get a mocha.
Yeah.
All right.
This draft were... I
put caffeine and some sugar.
Were specific to iconic, then that is a home run pick. Best is a little bit more subjective, and I don't actually like the logo. It's so busy with that.
It is a very busy logo.
That green lady.
But you do know it instantly.
Absolutely.
So they did a good job there.
Yeah.
Two picks for you.
All right, here is the off the beaten path. I love this one.
Go.
Totally off the beaten path because it's not even real, but it's certainly a logo.
It's not real.
It's one of the best logos ever made. It's the Jurassic Park logo.
Dude, it's real.
It's a real logo in a movie.
It is. I mean, it's a shield.
Yeah, I mean,
I never would have thought of that in a million years.
Honestly, I was looking up best logos, and when I saw that, I was like, oh, that logo means something
to me. It does.
Like, I see that, and I'm like...
I'm a kid watching a movie about dinosaurs.
Yeah, there you go.
Very interesting.
I thought for sure, Andy, when he was going off the beaten path, and he's like, Mr. Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I mean, I was staying in the lane of the brand logos.
Yeah, if the draft was best brand logos.
Which I think it was for me and Mike.
To be fair, at this point, Jurassic Park is a brand.
That is true. You could buy Jurassic Park.
I mean,
we have Jurassic Park logo. The logo right there on our set.
With the new one coming out, is that...
I'm not contending it doesn't exist.
Is that six movies we're up to?
Too many.
Yeah.
And too few.
That is true. That is really true. Too many. Yeah. Also, I would love them to keep...
Jurassic Universe.
I feel like that one's just so outside the framework of...
I don't mind it.
All right. Yeah. I accept my pick. The last one is going to be similar, not in the is fake, but it's in the same genre,
Jurassic World,
of entertainment and movies. But the Pixar logo
with the lamp,
the animation. You know what I mean? Like, this is the only logo that I can think of all of our picks where it's like when you view that logo,
you know the sound.
Absolutely. You know the animation.
Yeah.
And then it just finishes at that logo. I love the Pixar logo. It's simple.
Interesting.
It's classic. It's got character, and it means something to me. So that, to me, is one of the best logos.
Mike.
That's not even remotely on my radar, and I don't mind that. All right. So for my last one, I'm again torn. This is my last pick, right?
Yes.
Okay. Torn between two of them. And I'm being pulled towards one. Oh, Jason's cackling.
I'm cackling at Owl's message of which logo.
Okay, I'm not going to look at it yet. This warms my heart because my father would bring me here all the time because we would get Slurpees. But 7-Eleven.
Oh, interesting.
Somehow it is so simple, and it's a weird mixture of colors.
That's a good logo.
But when you see those colors together of like the red, the green, and the orange, like, oh yeah, that's 7-Eleven. Nobody else is going to do that except for 7-Eleven. And with the number and then the word
iconic.
Written through it.
Yeah, that's an iconic.
I like seeing a 7-Eleven. You're like, what?
I feel like I don't see 7-Elevens anymore.
You don't see them as much anymore.
I can't think of a 7-Eleven.
You can't?
I cannot think of where one...
Check the Shady Motel.
Could you guys right now name where a 7-Eleven is?
No.
Deer Valley 30.
I was talking to the hosts on the show.
Yeah, please be quiet.
What about Deer Valley 30?
Okay. Yeah, you got one. Okay.
Good call, Mike.
All right. Yeah, that's a good one. That's iconic.
And like when you were a kid, you would ride your bike to the 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Get a soda pop.
Ah, that's true.
Final pick.
So for my final pick, there's so many logos out there. A bunch that I like. Maybe we'll mention a few afterwards. But I'm actually going to go with the NBA logo. With Jerry West on it. Yeah,
silhouette?
It's the best of all of the professional sports logos.
You are correct.
And as much as we're NFL guys with fantasy football, the NBA logo has the iconic, you know, Jerry West built into it, the players on it. You know, the NFL shield is just a shield.
Right.
You don't have anybody playing.
And like when people want to make a new logo for like a sport, they imitate the basketball. Well, like if you put a video game controller, have it silhouetted out, and then it's in red and blue.
Yeah, the silhouette is pretty solid.
You instantly know, oh, this is a sport, and you can fill in whatever you want there.
All right, so that does it. Jason with Apple, Google, Jurassic Park, and Pixar. Mike with Nike, Target, Starbucks, and 7-Eleven, and I've got McDonald's, Coca-Cola, NBC, and NBA. Now, give me one that you didn't draft, but you just kind of like.
A free agent?
Yeah.
Free agent pickup off the wire. I would go with the FedEx logo.
It's a good logo.
And the reason I go with that is because of the hidden arrow in it. I always, once I
colors
saw that.
Colors are good, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fine logo. But once I was pointed out that they purposely
put
an arrow in that logo in the negative space, you can't ever unsee it.
Yeah.
Mike?
The other one I was torn between, because I think it's the coolest car logo, is Volkswagen.
Okay. Like the VW?
Yeah.
And Brooks throwing out the MTV logo.
That's on my list as well.
Al throwing out the Mercedes logo.
Oh, yeah.
That's the try, right?
Yeah, it almost looks like a peace sign.
I'll throw out one from childhood, the Hot Wheels logo.
Oh, that's...
With the orange and the flames coming out of the car and the old Hot Wheels.
Yeah. I thought of Visa, too. It's just so classic.
Yeah, it's everywhere you want to be.
Yeah.
What did we learn today?
Oh, I know what I learned.
I know what I learned.
It's apparently persevere.
Yeah.
And I learned that you don't have a chest plate. You have ribs that come together in your skeleton.
And I learned that I am beatable at Highway to Spell as long as you handicap me. Congratulations, Jason.
Thanks.
You must feel good about yourself.
I do.
You know,
that's a good logo on your shirt there, too. Fantasy Footballers inspired logo.
We'll see you next time, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.